call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome to another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your favorite woman, transformation expert, Dr. Akilah Faye. This is a time to relax and transform your life. Anyone can talk about sex and problems and bring that. But here we talk about adulting and parenting in the 21st century, along with ways to reduce your stress, reduce anxiety, and gain clarity and understanding. I'm so excited to be here with you all. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great time. Go ahead and get you something to write with. Take some notes with. You know, so you can keep those couple of ideas that come to you. Also, be sure to join the chat. Let me know the questions you have, what's coming up for you, what you're going through, your gratitudes. So you know how we do it. Always starting off with gratitude. Always, always, always. Gratitude is so important. The more we give thanks for a thing, the more of that we receive. Wherever the mind is, everything around us flows in that same way. And right now, the whole world is experiencing the pandemic. It's been going on for a while. And no, I haven't come out and talked about it. But it's time. It's time to have a new conversation. It's time to move in a different way. It's time to open our minds to looking at this virus from a standpoint of mental health, physical health, spirituality, and what's really going on. What is this thing? Why is it here? How did it arise? Questions that everybody has been wondering. Now, people will say it stemmed from China. People will say it stemmed from the government. People will say it's always been here and it's a new strand. Reality is, it's here. And we've all had to make major life shifts due to its presence. We've all had to switch up the way we work, the way we deal with our family, how we view ourselves, how we take care of our health. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I'm grateful that we all had this time to do such. I'm grateful that people are starting to express more of their feelings and their insights. I'm grateful that people are starting to see the power that they have to ask questions. Realizing we are adults. As adults, we have a responsibility, obligation, and duty to function as such. Now, what does that mean? We adults and function as such? Great question. It means we have to recognize and own our own actions. We have to look at the things that we've been doing as a collective and separately. We've been running, working. Always look for all these material things, bigger house, bigger car, bigger apartment, more kids, more freedom, whatever that thing is that you've been looking for. And then all of a sudden, creator said, and shut everything down. Said, everybody sit down. Everybody's on timeout. Because we stopped owning our actions. We stopped being a community. We stopped caring about nature. We stopped knowing ourselves. We stopped talking to God except for when we wanted something or things got bad. As a collective, not everyone, but as a collective body. Within that collective body, there were several of us who always focused on health, focused on our families, focused on making ourselves better people, being stronger mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, taking time to do new things and explore. And some of us who were doing those things started to neglect other aspects of ourselves in order to pour into others. The reward is being able to sit down, rest, reflect. How often have you been able to sit down, rest, and reflect? Not often. Because of routines. Tony Robbins has a theory called a cognitive disrupt, meaning to shift one's life, you have to break apart the current way that one processes things. You have to shake up what one has accepted as truth. Now, is that always a fun process? Depending on your perspective. To me, it's fun knowing that things are broken apart to build something new, that's stronger, that's better, that serves a purpose currently. For me, it's a positive thing because even within the pain, the tears, the illness, we are learning to have compassion again. We are learning to be more aware again. We are learning to socially connect within the social distancing. We are learning to respect each other. We are learning to respect ourselves. We're starting to let go of things and people and places. We're starting to disconnect from routines in order to be our best selves. Oh, I see. Okay, got a message from Jenny right now. Oh, Jenny from... Where are you from? Okay, you're staying in Indonesia. That's wow. Give thanks, international audience. Yes, hold on, you gotta turn up for that. Indonesia in the house. Yes. Y'all do me a favor, you can hit the chat. Just let me know where you're from, where you're listening from. We appreciate all of you. Brazil, East Coast to West Coast of the U.S., Canada, Ghana, Bangladesh, Sweden. Thank you so much. Thank you. Jenny said that she is grateful. Wow, you just... She's grateful to have a different conversation about the coronavirus. I get that, Jenny. That's where I'm at, too. It's enough negativity. We need to go ahead and switch up the energy so that we can heal the earth and heal ourselves. Now, I know that's a lot to process, like this whole new shift. Like, oh, are we going to be positive about this thing? Yes, we are. And you're tuning in and listening because you're ready too. That's why it's called the truth about COVID-19, aka the coronavirus. Right now, we're going to take a pause, you guys. Listen to a song that I did write and perform. It's called Butterfly. It talks about transforming your life. Let you all listen to this song while you gather your thoughts. Gather your questions and just process what's already been shared. We're going to elaborate on that thing today. Yes, we are. So without further ado, Butterfly.
How we take in a thing. And the thing right now, the truth about the COVID-19, aka coronavirus, is a time to be extremely honest with oneself. This is a time to really look at one's life and ask yourself some serious questions. Have you been taking care of your health? If yes, fantastic. continue to do that and improve it. If not, let's get started. Let's transform our health. And health is more than just looking good. Are you drinking enough water? Are you consuming natural herbs like sea moss and rosehip, mint, echinacea? These are just a few. Lemon infused water. My favorite, turmeric, honey, lemon. Look at cayenne pepper. Put it all together. Drink that joint. Your body feels so much better. You don't always have to put the cayenne pepper. That's just like you want to get an extra level of cleansing to clear out your body. On a regular basis, you can just have the turmeric, the honey, and the lemon. You know, it's a big difference in your skin complexion, your energy levels, your bowel movements, all of that. So you're taking care of your health. If you're taking care of yours, what about the people around you in your circle, your family, your job? Are you surrounded by other people who are being healthy and taking care of themselves also? If yes, awesome and fantastic. If no, let's figure out how to help that. Is there a program you can implement? Even within remote working? Little tips that can be sent out, videos that can be shared about exercises to do at the house, you know? Are there apps that you use to help with being more physically fit? Share that information with others. Just share it. Of course you can't make them do it, but you can share it. And during this time, with everything pausing and people not being able to move as much, in the physical sense, it gives us an opportunity to find things to share. It gives us an opportunity to learn about new ways to take care of your health in the physical sense, right? Now, what about emotional health? A lot of times, we don't physically take care of ourselves because mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we are not in a position to do so. We're drained. There's a draining that happens when one does not take care of their mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And each of these areas are different. How you care for yourself and your physical, that's one regimen. Then you got your mental health. Meaning like how you perceive things, how you interact, how you engage, how you balance positive or negative stress, excitement and joy. That's the mental. Processing and accepting life. Process and accept you have the power to change things. Process and accepting that some things are outside your control. But a lot of it is within your hands, based on how you deal with those things, right? And you don't have to allow yourself to be in a depleted state. Do some deep breathing intentionally and let it go. We talked about the importance of intentional breath. Let's do that together. Breathe in. Let it go. One more time. Breathe in. Let it go. Breathing in through the mouth. Thank you, that's a great question. Breathing in through your mouth, so inhale through the mouth. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Let it go. You'll start to feel your body relax. Your circulation increases with these intentional breaths. It calms the mind. You add stretching to that, whether it's just sitting, do some basic stretches, putting your legs in front of you, touching your toes, or getting as close to them as you can. Sitting on the ground and stretching one leg out to the left and seeing if you can go side to side, and do the same with the right leg, side to side. Lifting your arms in the air. And just pulling yourself up if you're trying to grab the sky. Increasing that circulation. Because this coronavirus,
is showing how much we have neglected ourselves. It's a wake up call, like, hey, it's like it came through, like time to get it together. Look at your health. Explore what's around you. Make the changes. Do it now. We're in this together. That's how it hit us. So we now have the chance to practice things we should have been doing and improving upon things we're currently doing. So you talk about physical, talk about mental. Emotionally, a lot of people are going through depression right now due to the changes that are happening. A lot of people are sad. There's people passing away, but understand there's people passing away that has nothing to do with corona. Let's not forget them and those families. Let's remember that what's being amplified right now has always been happening with people not being well, with people not speaking with each other, with people passing away, with people arguing and questioning their relationships. It's always been happening. And now because of this pause in time, those things are amplified because one can't run and hide from it. One can't distract themselves. I'm going to stay at work an extra 10 hours to avoid my spouse. Nah, now you and that spouse both in the house. And it's time to talk to each other and work through that problem. Not walk away, but talk through it. Figure out a solution. If it's an unhealthy situation, definitely walk away. Like physically, mentally, like you're in danger, yes, walk away. You're not in danger, you're just in dislike. Work through it. Emotionally, you probably have both grown and don't realize it, so it's causing you to feel certain things towards one another. Not realizing it's just due to lack of knowing who you are now. Same with your children. Some people are losing their mind having a homeschool because they didn't realize that they didn't know their children. Didn't know how to deal with their children, interact and engage with their children and other relatives in their families. But this is really a reflection of what you yourself have not been doing. Maybe you haven't been speaking up enough, and maybe you spoke too much and it's too controlling. And then it's all the space in between. Rahima from India said yes. He realized, thank you. Shout out to India. Shout out. Rahitma, hope I said your name right. He said that he realized in his family that his wife needed more conversation, more attention. That's very mature, especially in that culture. I appreciate you for your vulnerability. Let's Rahitma's statement of realizing his spouse needed more of his time. You know, most likely she was the type of woman who never said it. But because of this pause and the lockdowns, when you love people, you see what they need because you hear them differently. So this time is helping us to do that, right? To go into that space to see differently and hear differently. And then spiritually, which we're going to talk more about in part two, the spiritual context. Right now, what I will say is this. All this comes down to feeding your spirit, man, and reconnecting to God and reconnecting to your spirit and soul, the essence of who you are, the essence of what the world has become, the reality of the power we have to shift, and seeing that fear, anxiety, depression, all of those are negative energies, dark forces, are very prevalent. At the same time, so is peace, and joy, and relaxation, and acceptance. We have to power ourselves up spiritually in order to dispel and remove those negative things. You can't just say, well, that's just part of being an adult. Remember the beginning? I said we have responsibility and duty as adults to own our actions, So owning our actions is not dismissing a thing to be like, well, it's just going to be there. It's just going to happen. There's nothing I can do. That's bull crap. The truth is there's a lot you can do. And that attitude, it adds and feeds that negative energy. That's what it does. It doesn't change. It doesn't make it go away. Ignoring a thing does not make it go away. It amplifies it. It's going to get bigger and louder. And it's going to have more impact until it destroys. So spiritually, no more dismissals. Embrace. You know what? I'm mad right now. Sad right now. I'm happy right now. I'm joyous right now. Embrace. And then break it. Find out what is the anger that you're feeling. Where is it really coming from? You was angry before the pandemic, but the pandemic amplified it. You were sad before the pandemic, but it's been amplified. And a lot of times it comes from situations that were ignored, situations that were dismissed, followed by these self words like, I didn't call it out because I was accepting you. No, you disrespected yourself and your spirit by not calling out when you need it. That's one reason why this virus is able to spread so easily. Because adults easily dismiss what needs to be addressed. And wait until it blows up. Imagine people were already respectful of each other's space and were already hygienic on a regular basis without having to be told. Imagine if the stores were already cleaning the tables and the handles and things of this nature every hour because they know a lot of people come through. Now that that's happening, you see that things are shifting. People are smiling, holding doors for each other, doing a lot of things to help one another now. Being extra cautious about those things. See, that's spirit. That's the human connectivity, love, and compassion in action. So with that, you guys, we're going to go into our meditation because, believe it or not, time is flying. I love you all so much, so much. Time is flying. You need to digest that. Choose one area that you're going to focus more on to improve. And while you think about that, I want you to rejuvenate with this meditation called Rejuvenation Meditation. It is a compilation that I have called Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation. It is a tool for assisting with bettering your life. You can find it on ESTY, E-T-S-Y, under Tribe Transform. Go to my website, tribetransform.com. Contact me, we'll get that to you. The team will get that to you. And also when you go to tribetransform.com, go to the bottom. You know, connect with your girl. On Instagram, Facebook, IG, you know, all that. Send me a message. I love it when I get letters from you guys. And you ladies, it's a beautiful thing. I love your questions. I love your revelations. I love everything you do. And right now, I love you enough to take a pause. And let's rejuvenate. We come back, we're going to share our article. We're going to discuss it. You know how we do. We're going to close it out with a positive seal, with a beautiful bump. Here we go. As we go into it, deep breath in through the mouth. Put your arms in the air. Hold it. When you breathe out, put your arms down. Real simple. Breathe in, hands up. Up, out and down. Again, breathe in, arms up, and down. You can continue breathing in that fashion, or you may write and reflect, or you may just sit and listen. Whatever is best for your spirit and soul, and your mental well-being, and your physical ability. Here you go.
Rejuvenation meditation. If you're in your car, then mentally you're going to find a place in your mind that you can relax, such as the beach, and you're going to visualize it. But please pay attention to the road or pull over for this particular meditation. If you're at home or work, Find a place where you can sit down and be still. Place your right hand in the middle of your chest, over your heart. And place your left hand over your belly button. Be sure that you are comfortable in your position, with your body and head slightly aligned as much as possible. Now, close your eyes and visualize a serene place. This place you envision can be real or imaginary, but it's a place that makes you smile from the instant thought and image. Some examples may be a waterfront, a path through the forest, floating on colorful clouds, or just relaxing in your house or on the porch, or an open field with flowers and lush greenery. Now listen to my voice. You may repeat it. You may just listen. It's totally up to you. My energy has been low, and at this time, I go to a place of refuge within myself. For I am always with me and carry peace within due to love that the Creator has gifted me. I accept that to rejuvenate, I may require isolation from others in order to receive the peace of mind required for me to reboot. I breathe in life, life of the one true God, into my being and all aspects of my existence. I release stress from the situations that are outside of me, which I cannot control. I embrace that I have the ability to go inside of myself, to encourage and motivate myself, because I am a reflection of God that is made in the image of the Creator. Therefore, everything that I need is already inside of me. I am free of tiredness and embrace balance at this time. In this moment, I embrace balance that allows me to see the world with new eyes. A balance that allows me to manage responsibilities and obligations with joy, because I am capable and have the capacity to do all that is bestowed to me. I am strong and do not weather the storm. Rather, I am the peace in the storm. I am the force that makes peace radiate from deep inside of me to the external environment and those who come near me. I am revived spiritually. My spirit is led and connected by the source of all life. My mind shifts in this moment, knowing that I am energized. I am excited. I am balanced. I am capable. I am a winner. I am a champion. I smile because I am sincerely happy. I laugh because my soul is free to enjoy life. I engage with others because I am surrounded by positivity and upliftment. I am rejuvenated. Thank you for rejuvenation. Ashe.
How did that feel? How did that feel to know that sometimes the most helpful thing in your life is the isolation? And when I say the truth about the coronavirus, COVID-19, it's an isolation period. It's an isolation period that's so essential. It's an isolation period for growth. It's an isolation period for reflection. That's what this is. as much as people want to make it into something negative. And yes, nobody wants to be sick, so I definitely honor that. Condolences to those who have passed away. Also, I still recognize other people have other health issues. Other people have death in their families for reasons outside of corona. Other people have problems that have nothing to do with this virus and everything to do with the virus within. And the isolation is a time and a blessing from the Creator for us all to be able to sit down and heal. Not cope, not dismiss, not overlook. Yes, actually heal. And to heal, things have to be revealed to us. When those things are revealed, that is where the stress that a lot of people are experiencing is coming from. From that place. Like, wow, had no idea that financially you are not in a stable place. You are not prepared for such an emergency. Now moving forward, you will be able to do so. You know, okay, maybe I need to save more. Maybe I don't need to go out as much. What are the things that are essential to me? That's the question you got to ask yourself. What is essential to me? Not what's essential to everyone else. Not what someone's telling you is essential. What is essential for you? And those essential things are going to be the things that help you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to be healthier, to be more sound, to be more stable. That's what that's going to be. They're not going to be things that help you hide. You know, alcohol has been going up during this time because people are hiding from what's being revealed as opposed to embracing it and seeking out resources. Because sometimes you need to go outside yourself. That's why I love working with the people I work with. Assisting my clients. Doing things in the community. Resources are available when you want them and you call them into your life. So when a thing is revealed to you, a behavior is revealed to you, an action, an attitude is revealed to you, that is an opportunity for you to grow in a different way. And with all this time we have, just at that pause, you have the major pause now to find those resources to help. Listen back to this recording and listen to the rejuvenations and the songs and the advices. You can go back through and find you some solutions before we go from each other. Now that we had our rejuvenation meditation and we can reflect on that and embrace, hey, this is a great time for healing. It's a great time to reveal what needs to change in my life and what needs to stay the same. Some things that we've been doing have been awesome and wonderful and have allowed. There are several of us who are having a great time right now. Business is thriving for some. More clients are coming. People are becoming more innovative. People are starting to create new ways of income in a legal manner that's helping not just themselves but others. People are starting to be inventive and creative again. Put yourself in that group. I surround myself personally with people who are always or typically in a positive space, who love to discuss growth and progress, who love discussing how we can improve our health, not just to talk about it, but to apply it. You see, a lot of times we'll know a thing, but then we don't apply that same thing. And this is a time to do that. So thank you guys. I'm going to share this reading, this article that you can look up. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just a piece of it. It's called New Study Shows Staggering Effect of Coronavirus Pandemic on America's Mental Health by Jean Twinge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University. And I definitely appreciate Ms. Jean Twinge for doing this, for taking the time to do a study and to bring up some new things. She starts off by saying, when the novel coronavirus roared into the U.S., mental health took a back seat to physical health. The number one priority was making sure hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed and that as many lives as possible could be saved. Schools closed, remote work became the norm. Restaurants shuttered, and getting together with friends was no longer possible. The news cycle spun with story after story highlighting the ever-increasing number of cases and deaths, while unemployment soared to levels not seen since the Great Depression. Any one of these shifts could be expected to cause an increase in mental health issues. Put together, they created a perfect storm for a crisis. So see, that is the formation. So what she did, she started studying. She did a study. And she surveyed 2,032 U.S. adults to measure mental distress. One of the questions she asked was how often a respondent felt sad or nervous in the last month. She then compared the responses with a sample of 19,330 demographically similar people in a 2018 government-sponsored survey of U.S. adults that asked the same questions. The results were staggering. The 2020 participants were 8 times as likely to screen positive for serious mental illness, 28% compared to 3.4% in 2018. The vast majority of the 2020 participants, 70%, met criteria for moderate to serious mental illness, compared with 22% in 2018. Clearly, the pandemic has had a devastating effect on mental health. Yet some people are suffering more than others. Younger adults ages 18 to 44 are mostly, she said, iGens and millennials. That's also Generation X, too. Have borne the brunt of the mental health effects. They've experienced a tenfold increase in serious mental distress compared with 2018. Meanwhile, adults 60 and older had the smallest increases in serious mental health issues. It could be because older people are more protected from the economic disruptions of the pandemic. Younger adults were more likely to lose their jobs as restaurants and stores closed, and were more likely to be in a precarious financial position to begin with. The youngest adults were also already struggling with mental health issues. Depression among 18 to 25-year-olds surged from 2012 to 2017. Possibly because young adults spent less time interacting with others in person than they used to, a situation only exacerbated by the pandemic. It goes on to talk about how the parents are under pressure. Then she said, where do we go from here? This is why I did this show. Where do we go from here? We go into a place of compassion and acceptance of ourselves and our own situations. We go into a place of understanding ourselves and recognizing that everyone's life is different. So there's no need to say, you don't understand, you are so correct. No one will understand you because they've never lived your life. What people can do is relate to you, love you, respect you, have compassion towards you, and relate. That is what we need right now. For my listeners who have children or deal with younger adults on a regular basis, We have to demonstrate to them compassion and not dismissal of how they feel and what they think and what they're experiencing. We also need to let the people in our lives know what we need and how we're feeling. And if the people we're talking to seem dismissive, then we need to get a new circle of individuals in our lives. Again, I surround myself with people who love me, respect me, and support me because I love, respect, and support myself. Therefore, I only want to be around those who I can love, respect, and support. And receive that as well. Make those types of decisions and start showing compassion. Understand that mental illness has increased drastically because people don't know what to do. Take this time to find resources. Again, go to tribetransform.com. There's some resources there. You go to the bottom, you'll find the YouTube channel, IG, and there's a lot of helpful tips on both of those pages. That's a starting place. It's available 24 hours a day. Secondly, find people you can confide in, not complain to, but confide in who are actually solution-driven. You may need to find someone outside your circle, professional to talk to, who understands how to handle the emotional turmoil, the mental distress. And three, embrace that mental illness is not a stigma. It is a reality and is also a sign, again, of being out of balance with one's health, physically, mentally, emotionally, and mainly spiritually. When you feed your spirit, you take care of your spirit, you have a solid foundation with the Creator, a practice that helps you to clarify, release yourself, you know, gain what you need, the comfort and love you need, some type of regular spiritual practice, whether it's orthodox or non-orthodox. That's going to make a difference in your life. That's then going to make you more emotionally sound because you have that comfort, which then is going to help you with dealing with processing, which is the mental health, which is then going to be reflected in your physical body. It's all connected. That's where we go. Start seeing the connections, understanding the connections, feel the connections, research the connections, and be humble. As adults, know that you don't know everything. If you did, you wouldn't be having some of the stress that you're having. The reason the stress is there is because you need someone else who's knowledgeable in the area that you're not. Honor that other people are intelligent and are here to help and can be of assistance. You can't receive assistance if you think you know everything and can figure everything out by yourself. You are not alone. They have the hashtag alone together. Think about how funny that is. Together, but alone. Meaning, spiritualists, look at what Corona's telling people. You're alone because you're with yourself. You're in your body all the time with you. No one else is in your body but you. However, you're together with people who are showing compassion. Say, hey, let's talk. Life has changed. How are you feeling? How has it impacted you? What are you doing to deal with your feelings in a healthy way? Embrace that. Give gratitude for those who take time with you. Give gratitude for those who don't need to be around you who have left. Give gratitude to yourself for honoring yourself. And give gratitude for your ability that despite what you're experiencing, you still are able to provide some comfort and compassion and guidance to others. It's a beautiful experience. We're going to have two more parts to this series, Truth About Coronavirus, COVID-19. We're going to go more into the isolation and how to work through that, more of the spiritual context and take care of our health. Today was to open up the door to discussion, laying a foundation of understanding, and providing you with some tools on just how to process. How to process the changes. I look forward to hearing about what you've applied from this particular podcast today and what you're going to do differently. I will share with you that in my area, I'm doing a virtual prom. No one else has done one in North Carolina. My organization, Our Efforts United, we are putting on a virtual prom to assist the young people, the high schoolers, with their emotions, so they can have something positive in front and not miss out on every opportunity just because we had a pandemic. Now, did people understand it? No, because it's something new. Did a lot of people support it? Not at first. Did more people start jumping on board? Yes. Is it going to be successful? For sure. So start thinking outside the box, even with your own life. You ain't been eating fruits. Try some new fruit. Try some new vegetables. Don't justify the shenanigans. Make changes. Be innovative. Don't let anyone stop you from helping and showing compassion on somebody else. Starting with doing it for yourself. Then it'll become easy to do it for others. I love you all. May the Creator watch over, protect, shield, and guide everybody. Thank you to each and every person who made time to listen today. May your life be increased exponentially by positivity, good health, clarity of mind, ease of disease. May the diseases that are plaguing people start to go away and solutions are found. May you share this with several other people in order to let them know, hey, I might not be able to do something for you, but I found this resource with Dr. Akila Faye. And I believe that it will help you. And that's ACQUILLAFAYE. Dr. Akila Faye. Let them know that God is so good. The world is amazing. And you are a beautiful individual. I love you all. Blessings. Till next time.
Peace.
All new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.